The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Those happy J-I-N-G-L-E. V-E-double-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Bells on bobtail.
Is it too early? Is it too early? December
1st.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hopefully you won't be sick of this, you know, in about 3 weeks. But it's a couple of weeks, we got Christmas already. It really about, look at that, the 25th, it's December 1st. Happy December, by the way, and this is great. And so we thought we'd go with the Christmas music. We're not supposed to technically play Christmas music before December 1st. So here it is. It's December 1st, and we got a great show for you. And I thank you for being here, and I love you. And thank you. I tell you, I'm so humbled to be behind the microphone because times are nuts. Times are crazy. You know, we try to make sense of it all. We really do. And we've been doing this for a while. And then I turn to your social media, and you're so kind and nice. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because I'm going back on we stay on Parler, and Parler's just getting on its feet, you know. So that's Parler in the background. So I always, I'm at Jersey Joe, J-R-Z-J-O-E on Parler. But Twitter, still, until Twitter is irrelevant, and believe me, it will be sooner than later. It's the whole nature of it, because my kids don't even know what Twitter is, for crying out loud. So that's going to just go away. But right now I can get to you very quickly. And the comments that you put on Twitter, I really just touches my heart, you know? So thank you. I love you right back, you know? This is from Daryl. Good morning, Joe. Peter Anthony, my buddy Peter Brazil. Thank you for your service, Peter. Porter Fox is always there with us. Rudy V. I want to say the Twitter mafia, but I can't because my Italian friends get mad. You can't say that, you know? The Twitter Cosa Nostra, family. How's that? Army, is that good? There we go. Because I want to be politically correct and not offend my Italian American friends and use a harsh word like the mafia. But you know, you're gonna get whacked if you cause a problem. I'm just saying. All right. So I listen every morning. Donna, thank you very much. Mike, my buddy, Mike Calabrese, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I'm very humbled by this. Because I try to, I try to make sense of everything every day. Eric, thank you. You're awesome. You're awesome back, Eric. You really are. Thank you. And with all my love and all my heart, because it took years, you know, to get here. We are 6.5 years doing this. You believe it? Do you believe we're going into 7 years now on the radio? And it's just because it's a responsibility, you know? And I've always been a patriot, and I've always loved the country because my father, it's all about my dad, man. I mean, you know, he's the guy that instilled that into me, you know. And then I saw how hard my mother works and my grandparents. You know the story, and you feel the same way. And then you see the craziness, and you see the swamp, and you see how the politicians try to take advantage of us just for power and control. Matter of fact, if I found this, there was a girl named Holly that tweeted something that was, yeah, this is what we've learned from this election. This is from Holly on Twitter. Our votes have probably never counted. People are selected, not elected. Corruption is deep in both parties. The GOP is full of whoops, spineless cowards. Hello, this is Holly talking. Money is the root of all evil, and men will sell their souls to the devil for wealth and power. Boom, mic drop. Holly, right on the money. It's exactly right. It's exactly what it is. And you and I are supposed to stand there, pay the taxes, so they have pension and welfare, so they have their salaries. You know, not one person in Congress said, I'm not going to take my salary during this COVID crisis. This Wuhan virus has caused everybody problems. I'm not taking my salary, except President Trump. You know, the president's the only one. And I heard Kelly Loeffler, the senator in Georgia, heard she's not taking a salary as well. But, so we have no real vote. Are you following what's happening? Can you see what's happening with Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis? Joe DiGenova is on the show today. So, and Joe's fighting with his wife, Victoria. Are you seeing what's happening? How does this happen in America? I mean, they stole votes. They used machines that were connected to the internet in Detroit. Did you see that one? And thank God Sidney Powell's out there, and she'll take a Dominion. I guess she'll go to court. Will we have enough time in 2 weeks to present a case to the Supreme Court? And Joe will walk us through exactly what's happening. And then will the Supreme Court said, no, this is an invalid election. How great would that be? Come on. You can hear that. You'd be socialist heads popping, regressive socialist heads popping all around the country. Oh, God, because they think we're dumb. And I have to tell you, too, and that's why I'm proud to be behind the mic, because you get it. When they go president-elect Biden, they call him, you know. Oh, he has the first all-woman press corps, you know. Excuse me, did they look at President Trump's press corps for the last couple of years? Has been all women. And the top tier of the press corps in the Donald Trump administration has been all women. All women. And they put it out there and look at you, like, seriously into the camera and report this news. And you and I go, you get that, you know, that the RCA Victor dog, that's a way old reference if you're old enough, where the dog kind of just, cocks his head like, what was that? That's the way we watch the news now, right? Or like Al does the Scooby-Doo. It's like Scooby, ooh, ooh. Like Scooby. Best Scooby-Doo impression we have on the show. Thank you. Courtesy Al Catullo. I'm just telling you.
Somebody's in trouble.
But they think we're Scooby. We're going to watch the news. Oh, my gosh. Because look at this here. A witness said in Maricopa County in Arizona, didn't validate signatures on 1.9 million ballots. Judge stops three Georgia counties from erasing machines. This is the Hugo Chavez. That's the Hugo Chavez model of the machine. Do you think when they go and they buy these things at the States, they go, you'd like the Hugo Chavez model? It worked well for Hugo in Venezuela.
There's a guy in the corner. Hey, I got some voting machines over here. They're really good. Come here.
Would you like to try it? It's like the Hugo Chavez voting edition coming out soon. They have the 2021 edition coming out soon.
How does that happen? How do you try out a voting machine? Send people, like, look, try and do an illegal vote, and here's what happened.
I know. Look, Venezuela. So Arizona and Pennsylvania legislation are holding hearings, and this is the key. This is key. Is Joe Biden is the first person apparently elected, who did not win Ohio, and since JFK. Now, since JFK, what happened in JFK? That was a rigged election. So there it is right there. If that doesn't tell you right there, he's the first person to win the presidency. If he won, we'll see in a couple of weeks, but who did not win Ohio since JFK. JFK's election was rigged. Remember, it was Joe Kennedy, JFK's dad, who talked to the unions. I'm just saying, that was back in the day. It's not like that anymore. But they talked to the unions, and the unions talked to the workers in West Virginia and in Illinois. They turned the election around in favor of John F. Kennedy. And, you know, so now, I guess Richard Nixon could have contested it, but I don't think the people were involved back then. You know, they weren't involved. They just listened to what the government said and said, okay, now we get involved. Now we get involved, so we watch this. Also, very telling, please. Kamala Harris did not resign her Senate seat yet. You know, so does that tell you something? Is there hope And again, we're going to run this through. We're going to just run it for you. Got to flush it out. And I do give Mayor Giuliani credit and Jenna Ellis and Joe DeGeneva and the team credit for and his wife Victoria for fighting this, because no matter what happens, this has to be done. This has to be done. This has been really great. So then what you and I do when we get frustrated, we voted for Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump was in office. But they don't learn it. They don't learn this. And, you know, maybe we should hear the people. The people that almost 100 million people, let's say 80 million people, voted for Donald Trump, right? So now they would listen. They don't listen. They go right back to where they came right back from the beginning. Now they look at the swamp that Joe Biden is bringing the swamp in. Joe Biden is the Manchurian candidate. He is a puppet for China. And I, you know how I know this too. And I see, you know, you can see you're going to get the snarky tweets. People don't know. They don't know. They haven't been with us all these years on the radio together. You got to research it. On the research, I was talking to my doctor friend yesterday ad nauseum about the virus. What's going on? How many deaths are there? What are the real facts? You got to read. I have to read statistics, stat lists on what medicine works. That's why I know a lot of this is manufactured, you know, with the virus and the shutdowns. Because you see, if you look at the stats and you look at how it would affect us and not affect us, then you'll see that a lot of this is all manufactured. And they don't know what they're doing. The politicians have no idea to know what they're doing. And I don't know why, and maybe someone could call me, why the medicines and the pharmaceuticals and the therapies that they have aren't utilized. Why? Because I have a very good friend. She's a diehard fan of the show, and I love her dearly. She's a great gal, and she got the Wuhan virus. She catches the virus. She was upset. I could hear it. She's upset. I got the virus. I said, all right, so tell your doctor you want hydroxychloroquine, the Z-Pak, and zinc, okay? From day one that the president said that, from day one that he got trashed on. And she said to me, are you ready? She goes, the doctor won't give me that or remdesivir. Now, and I know from cases, I know from getting nicked by the virus myself. Just, I didn't even know you had, I was asymptomatic, but I could tell from a test. I got the antibodies later, so I had to look back. So I guess I had it because I have the antibodies now, but sometimes you don't even know. But when I thought I had it, I went immediately on hydroxychloroquine. I went Z-Pak. Plus, I take all the antioxidants that I tell you about every morning. I take constantly, and I double up, and I know that helped me. I know in my heart that helped me beat this thing. But why won't the doctors give out the medicine? Could someone explain that to me? What, do they not want to cure this? That's what I'm saying. So when you see this swath of cases, oh, and the spikes here and the spikes there, we are giving medicine to these people, right? I mean, are we? Or maybe we're not. Maybe they don't want to end it. And I'm like you, confused, because we have an answer to it. And no one, are they going to wait to see if indeed Joe Biden's in? Then it stops. 877-970-2999. You give us a call and let us know what you're thinking. Grover Norquist will be with us this morning. Americans for Tax Reform. He's the president of that organization. So between you and I, I have a dear friend who I'm very close to, Carol Alt, supermodel Carol Alt. What a great gal she is. Just a great gal and a very, very close friend. It's her birthday today. We're going to call her, and we're going to give her a call. I think she knows we're going to call, but we want to wish Carol Alt birthday, because she was supposed to have a big party. She was supposed to have a big party, right? And that she had, it was a select group of people, and I was one of the people selected. I'm just saying. Are you jealous, guys? You're jealous. I know you're jealous. So I was one of the guys. So now she had to cancel it. So she had to cancel because, you know what? The COVID thing. And she could. I felt so bad. She felt bad. We'll call Carol and we'll check in, all right? And then we're going to take the gloves off, put on your seatbelt, because Joe DeGeneva's on the show. You don't want to mess around with Joe. I'm telling you, he knows what's going on. He'll tell you in your face exactly what's going on and what happened and the shenanigans that went on in this last election. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on. Nicole Sapphire, who we absolutely adore. She is great. She's the doctor. She has her book, Make America Healthy Again. And we're going to see what's going on with the vaccines and the coronavirus. What happened with the vaccines? Who's first in line? How are they going to distribute this? And Michael Goodwin, cannot wait to hear from Michael. He's a the chief political columnist for the New York Post. So again, Joey Sebilia put together a great show for us. That is for you. And I appreciate the comments on Twitter, and I appreciate you being part of this family. That's exactly what we are. And we will get through this. So help me God, we will prevail, and we're going to make it. And only because you are there, Debbie. You know, we, as you know, Deb. And then I did this cameo. I don't want to get too big. I did a cameo for somebody. And then somebody who wanted to go on the Perillo tour. Everybody's waiting to go on the next Italy trip.
I know. We got to go.
Because we are blessed with, and I'm not being condescending here or patronizing. We are blessed with a core audience that is spectacular, that are patriots, that love this country, that question everything that we do. But we love life and we like to have a good time. And we all went to Italy last time. We're going to do it again. Hopefully in the summer. I mean, that's when we might be able to get it. Early summer might be able to do it. You got to go again, Deb, because you were you were like that. You know they have a cruise director on the ship, like on Love Boat. You were like the cruise director.
I just enjoyed everybody so much. I mean, just we have so many fantastic listeners, and you know, you just bonded with them.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
At least
you wear a little cap. You wear a little cap, and you'll have one of those little flags as you walk down the street. So people kept asking me questions. I say, I don't know. Ask Debbie. You know. So. And
We had Marco and Polo as our guides. They were fantastic.
You know what? He just texted me on WhatsApp from Italy saying, Happy Thanksgiving. And it's not even Thanksgiving in Italy, you know? Yeah, and Paolo as well, but Marco Polo was great. Remember we call it Marco, and we go, Polo. We'll get there soon. We got this. We ain't going down. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, Deb's on the roads for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take a spin to the island. Southern State Parkway as you head westbound at the Meadowbrook. Watch for an accident there. We're getting reports of slowdowns on the Deegan. Deegan, as you head southbound, getting down toward the Grand Concourse, it's a collision there. Stop and go traffic as you head out to the eastbound Gowanus. That's still kind of busy here, getting up and out toward the Prospect. And over on the Cross Island northbound, getting into the Whitestone Bridge, it looks like you do have a disabled vehicle over there as well. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on 440 northbound, getting up toward Pulaski Street in Bayonne. All lanes closed. It's a jackknife tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Taking a ride to the Garden State Parkway North at 153, that ramp in Clifton. Watch out for an accident there as well. Checking in on the forecast, mostly cloudy today, a slight chance of rain, high going up to 56 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Have you seen the ads yet? How great do they look? Excuse me. I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor. I'm going to tell you how to get out of pain. In 1995, the three-week quick start. You got to try it. You got to order the three-week quick start. 1995, you'll be out of pain. So we shot these commercials. When was that? A couple weeks ago? I was in Seattle a couple weeks. If that. And then by the time I come home, they turn those commercials around. And they look great. And there I am. I'm with a Pete and Seth Talbot, and the graphics are great. The lighting is great. And you know, the product works. This is what I love about it. The product works. Relief Factor works. It will get you out of pain. And that's what I take. I take Relief Factor to get myself out of pain. And Al and I started the 3-week quick start, and Debbie as well, early on when we first started telling you about it, right? In 5 days, I was out of pain. With Relief Factor. So if you got neck pain, you got knee pain, you got elbow pain, you know, your hands, whatever it is that you have pains, and it's from working out. I know I pushed it too heavy, you know, when I was younger. I could tell you pay for it now, right? And getting older, that doesn't help really. But if you do have pain, we humbly suggest that you try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Because that is, and Seth came up with this whole concept of the 3-week quick start and keeping it at $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. Please go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
When I say Fellowship Home Loans, there are three other words that come to mind: honesty, integrity, competence. Mike Bryan and the entire Fellowship team care more about taking care of their clients than building a bottom line. This is the only mortgage company I recommend. And the reason why is I've been there. I've visited. I've done my due diligence about Fellowship Home Loans. Great people. They take the time to listen to you, but hear what's being said. Interest rates are low, historically low, but a team interested in you is really hard to find. Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-500-8384. 510 Mike to get the ball rolling. Just give them a call. Get the conversation started with Fellowship Home Loans. Great people. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Sure, bigger lenders are filling your email and ringing your phone, but the only one I recommend is Fellowship Home Loans, your friend in the mortgage business. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is back again. You can now dine in or outdoors in their beautiful heated tent. Indoor seating is limited for diners by reservation only, following all the CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and employees. Have that signature Italian dish indoors. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. Authentic Italian since 1964.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Had a great conversation yesterday with Iggy, my buddy Iggy, and with Alex Kinsella from Route 22 Toyota. These are great guys. We're going to do something. They, you know, I have to tell you, I want you to go to Route 22 Toyota if you would, because if you need a car, you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. Alex Kinsella's there. They adhere to all the CDC guidelines, keeping you safe when you go to this incredible state-of-the-art service center in Hillside, New Jersey. You know, they fog the vehicles, keep them safe, wearing masks and all that. Plus, you get 0% APR financing, 0% interest up to 5 years, and 0% zero down leases, I love. But Iggy is a gentleman who helped out the Boys and Girls Club. When I first went and I met Iggy at Route 22 Toyota, and I went into that beautiful, magnificent showroom, and then the first thing that Iggy said to me, and I'm just telling you how great Route 22 Toyota is. I'm telling you the people that are there. There's no dummies. They're real people. Iggy goes, well, what's your favorite charity? And I go, well, I'm the spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Club of New Jersey. We help the kids. Some of the kids are at-risk kids. Some of the kids' parents are working, and we need to be open. So Iggy steps up in a big way, and he helps out personally. He helps out the Boys and Girls Club, right? Then he gets Toyota in Japan to help out in a big way to all the kids in New Jersey. And I'm looking at this guy, and he's fun, and he's great. And I said, that epitomizes for me what Route 22 Toyota is. When you go in there to buy a car, to get your car serviced, they treat you with that respect. The way Iggy turned right around respectfully and said, let me help out who you help out, and we'll all do this together. And then we're doing another event we're going to tell you about in Asbury Park. That's coming up in December. We'll tell you about that. Iggy said, can you show up? I said, absolutely. I am so there for you. So when I tell you about Route 22 Toyota, it's more than just a car dealership. It's more than a place where you can get your car service. It's the real deal, and you don't have to deal with dummies, you know. 855, if I may, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota is right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or online at route22toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios,
coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970 The Answer.
Good morning, Joe on the radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Oh, this is good, Albert. Come on now, man.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Would have been his 87th birthday today.
Out of sight.
Is that Lou Rawls? Is that right?
Lou Rawls, that's right.
Have yourself. He would have been 87. See, he could have still been playing. You know what? He passed away relatively young, yes?
No. He died in 2006 from lung and brain cancer.
That's too young. He was, what a voice. I'm telling you what, some of this, what we used to call soul singers back in the day, magnificent. And thank you for putting that on, because you don't hear enough of that. Hey, so Joe Sibilia, what do you tell me? So someone came to me and they said, hey, Joe, you want to do, and good morning, guys.
Good morning.
They said, you want to do, Roku. And I said, what's Roku is like a platform. This is what I'm talking about when I say we go out. It's called over-the-top program that I told you about. So you can go out. And one guy said, we'll go out and we'll go to 40 million homes. And you go on Pluto and Tubi and Yahoo and Hulu. And this is the future. This is
Pluto's pretty far away.
I'm telling you what's happening now. That's why the news is becoming irrelevant. And it's going to really become irrelevant little by little. You see the numbers drop, and before you know it, in about 5 years, it's going to be totally irrelevant. And I really thought maybe 10 years, but really 5 years or less, Twitter's going to go. It's all good. It's all good because you will have an individual right to pick what you want to watch. So then some fellas, and I guess it's okay to talk about, they said, Joe, would you like your own channel on Roku or ROKU, Roku? And I'm going like, well, what is Roku? Well, you're in $16 million homes. Homes, so a million homes. So you could take your remote thing, and you could say into the remote, "Hey, Joe Piscopo Show," and boom, it'll come right on. So I tried it on my Comcast. Is like the worst. I'm sorry. The president's right. It's like Comcast. I can't. The internet problems. It's constantly a problem. And again, I'm in witness protection out of my house, but I can't. I said to Xfinity, Joe. I said into my remote Roku, and it never came up. Don't know what you're talking about. Now, you tell me this is a hot new channel that you have.
Now, I have a Roku TV. It was an early Christmas gift from my aunt and uncle. So I've become addicted to it very quickly because, like you said, they have Tubi.
Same aunt and uncle that almost gave you COVID?
No, different aunt and uncle.
Oh, okay.
Different aunt and
uncle. Just checking.
They're listeners to the show, so I can't trash them too much.
Gotcha.
So they have Tubi on there, like you said. They have Pluto. Yeah. And I've become addicted to this show. I can't stop watching shows.
So like Apple TV, I have to order Roku TV. You have to order it?
No. I thought there was some kind of a stick you could buy for that.
I don't think Roku is available on Xfinity. If I'm not mistaken, that's the thing.
Yeah,
they have anything you can imagine. Last night I was watching, they have a whole channel devoted to trash talk shows. So they have Jerry Springer followed by Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, wow.
24 hours
that's
a day.
Great. And you're watching. I got Al, I need to research the news. He's watching Jerry Springer.
He's a great guy, by the way.
I got to tell you, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. He's great.
You know what? I got to tell you, and Joe, thank you. Stay with me on that stuff because you know what? Maybe we'll make a move there because we have something just like is an offer of that. And I'd love to put everything on, put the radio show on there. It could be a lot of fun.
But you can't watch it because you don't have Roku.
Exactly. I got to find out. How do you get it? How do you get it?
You should be watching Peacock on your cable system because that's the Xfinity Universal NBC thing. You can watch old episodes of Saturday Night Live.
They have that on Roku as well. I was watching that the other night. They have everything.
And you know what else I can't get? I cannot get One America News Network. I can't get all
They have that on Roku.
I don't believe that's available on Xfinity.
So what's with Xfinity? Why are they blocking these
channels? I don't know. Listen, the guy came to my house to hook up the cable and everything. He was fantastic, so I can't really...
You know what? To a good point. I got to tell you, the people that work at Comcast are great, except for the people when you call for service, they're in the Philippines. And they have no idea. They are. They're in another
Joe,
land.
I tried to change my system, and you had to hear... The woman who spoke to me... I feel terrible about this, but when you have to say 9 times to repeat themselves, and it's a word that is very common... I'm sorry. I have a problem. And I said to her, I said, look, I'm really sorry.
She's the universal language of Scooby.
I said to her, I said, I'm really sorry I have to do this, but I need to speak to somebody who actually understands what I'm talking about because she couldn't explain herself in English what the problem was. And they switched me to an American operator.
Now we're going
to
sound racist, but...
No, but it's the truth.
I have to tell you. I know. It's so true because my grandfather, rest his soul, Rosario, and my grandmother on my mother's side, I didn't understand one word they ever said. They were Italian, and they would... Joey, and I told you this before, you want the sandwichum. And I meant sandwich. Sandwichum, turn off of the light, the squeech. But I couldn't quite... I get a handle on what he's saying. And then my grandmother on mom's side, all she would say in English is, would you like a dollar? A dollar? You want a dollar?
Yeah.
She would give me a dollar bill. I'd say, yes, Grandma.
Why the queue, though? I don't understand the queue for sanguis.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but why is that? But everybody, when I say that, people always have the grandparents. But on the other hand, I regret not. Maybe I should have learned the language so I could talk to my grandparents about the struggle to come to America.
Joe, you're trying to get help for a service, right?
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in a hut in the Philippines. Yeah, speak English. I mean, speak it coherently, especially now that every phone is on the internet. There's no copper wires anymore. Everything is done in this wireless transmission type of way. And half of the time, you can't hear them, or you can't, you know, because they're what they do, like my wife now that she works from home, her phone is connected directly to her laptop. She doesn't use an actual phone. So it's all done through the computer. So I've got to be able to understand you. If I can't understand you, you can't help me.
And this is more, I think, the issue, I think, because 634 with Joe and Al, Joe, Debbie's coming up in a second. But I got to tell you, why don't they hire Americans that need the jobs? There's so many people need jobs now. And Comcast should be regulated by the administration. And they should say, you have to hire American. And that's going to go away even worse if and when Joe Biden gets in. You got to hire Americans, man. And when the Comcast people come to the house, those guys are great. Those gals are great. They're great. They know what's
going
on.
Fantastic people. The guy's there 33 years that hooked up my system. He's retiring in February. He's driving out to Arizona to visit his son and whatever. Nice guy. We had a great conversation.
What'd you get?
He came on a Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, at like 8:30 in the morning, and we struck up a conversation.
Wow.
And my wife's like, "You got a new best friend now." I'm like, "Whatever, we're talking." Yeah. You know,
but it's okay. It's okay. But they should hire Americans for that, for goodness sake. And you know, on the phones, those call centers are in India, and we love the Indian. We love the Indians. We love the Filipinos. But for crying out loud, bring it to America, and they won't do it. They should be for the money they make at Comcast. They should be mandated to have all those jobs.
Especially that people, a lot of people are working from home. Like the woman I talked to after that, who set up my appointment, she was working from home. And she said,
so funny.
No, you had to hear the woman from Investors Bank when I had opened my account for my new mortgage. My wife said, she goes, "That woman was flirting with you." I said, "Well, I can't help it if I have a voice like velvet."
That's good. Hey, look, whatever works.
That's
you got my interest down.
"Is there any extra money in the account?" Come on. Saying,
"Hey, did you open your?" You're talking to your banker like this. "Hey, hi. Hey."
Well, no,
hi.
That's it. You know what happened? Because she said, "This is what she did," and I do this all the time, and it's involuntary. She goes, "She said, "Oh, yeah. I see you work on the radio." And my next sentence was, "Yes, I do." Hi. I have to drop my voice an octave. I don't know why. And then I'm going, what am I doing?
That's the best. Yeah.
Hey, so, that's right.
So let's
I did say I worked with Joe Piscopo, and she went,
"She goes, who? Who?" She'll say, "Who?" Yeah,
no, right, she knew who you were.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. And Grover Norquist will join us. We're going to call Carol. We're going to wish Carol a happy birthday. And and she said her age online. She said her age. She tweets out her age, it was on Twitter, I guess. And so but I'm not going to tell. I'm going to let you tell her age because she looks spectacular. And Joe DeGenova is going to just tell you the way it is with what's going on, because I don't know what the heck's going on with this whole voting thing. Why the mainstream media doesn't, you know, we have more information about Joe Biden spraining his ankle. And by the way, we got a break, but really, really, could you help me out? He really sprained his ankle. I mean, and then somebody said, "Oh, don't be mean, Joe," or something like that. I'm not being mean, but they think he really sprained his ankle at playing with the dog. I mean, really, broke his foot. Did he break his foot now? What is it? Which is it? What happened? And they're not honest with us. And the press, and I know you know what I'm talking about, and what exasperates me is that the mainstream media, and again, thank God they're going to be irrelevant in a very short time. But right now, we look to the mainstream media. They're lying to us. They go hook, line, and sinker with the BS that we're handed to by the politicians every single day. And you and I every morning on the show, we have to get through it all, you know? We have to slither through the swamp and try to find the truth. And it ain't easy, but thank God you are there for us. 6:37 with Joe on the radio. Big Al is the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two-way tolling begins on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge today. The change comes after more than 30 years of there only being a charge westbound from Brooklyn to Staten Island. Several New Yorkers like to use the Verrazano's eastbound passage to get out of paying a double toll, but now it's unavoidable. Most drivers with an easy pass will pay a little over $6 each way, except for Staten Islanders, who only have to fork over $2.75. Those without easy pass will pay $9.50. New Jersey is facing advanced coronavirus restrictions as infections continue to surge across the state. Starting Saturday, indoor sports will be placed on pause, but the ban only applies to adult and youth sports, not professional and college teams. Governor Murphy says data shows several outbreaks are linked to indoor sports, hoping the break will mitigate the spread of the virus. Meanwhile, outdoor gatherings will be restricted to 25 people. That starts next Monday, December 7th. Outdoor dining is not impacted by the rules. In sports, college hoops, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, St. John's held off Boston College 97-93. Red Storm now 3-0 to start the season. Over on the Mission, Seton Hall handled Iona 86-64. At the Prudential Center, the Pirates are now 1-1 on the season. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning. Let's see what's happening, Al, as you head out to 17. 17 is subject to closure in both directions. Getting out toward Middletown, it's all due to an accident. That one involves a tractor trailer, and unfortunately, a pedestrian may be involved in that accident as well. Watch for delays on the Garden State Parkway northbound at exit 153, the ramp. It's an accident right on the ramp. 440 as you head northbound by Pulaski Street in Bayonne, getting up toward the Newark Bay Extension. Watch out for a closure, accident involving a truck and a fuel spill over there. We're still seeing delays on the eastbound Gowanus heading up and out toward the Prospect. And over on the Cross Island, traffic moving slowly northbound, getting up toward the Whitestone Bridge. It looks like a stalled vehicle is in the way over there. Jackie Robinson heading east at Cypress Hill Street. An accident there just cleaned up, and that's out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, and it looks like a high of about 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
There's only one law firm that you should use for employment law matters. The Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm puts its decades of employment law and business litigation experience on the line for its clients. Whether it's in the New York, New Jersey area, the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm represents employees as well as businesses in the everyday employment law and business litigation disputes which occur. The firm's best relationships are with business owners, human resource departments, as they help navigate businesses through the deep waters employment law presents. If any employment-related matters require addressing at your place of business, please call Brandon J. Broderick ASAP at 8444 BJB Law. Employment law is so big and important to our friends and families that AM 970 created a show, Swimming with the Shark, featuring our very own Mark Garber of the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. Tune in weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. to listen to the shark and call 8444 BJB Law.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us. While we all feel helpless, remember there is much we can do to protect ourselves, our family and friends, all of us. Simply get in the habit of wearing a mask and maintain 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you feel sick. It takes all of us to combat COVID-19. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
What if I told you there was a gift with no strings? It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you don't already have a little silver or gold in the safe, like I do, you need to research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA. So much so that a new problem has actually come up. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. I dealt with this myself. That's why I like Noble Gold. So who should you trust? Well, here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you with an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. We partner with Noble Gold, where I buy my gold from, because they offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American Eagle gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set up with you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low levels, providing excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. I'm headed back to Israel in October 2021 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour of the key sites and best places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired, renewed, and empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Come with me in 2021 by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Here we go, baby. 6:43 with Joey on the radio, Tuesday, December 1st. Happy December. I know it's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're thinking about selling your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They focus on representing sellers and always put the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine. He leads a dedicated team of professionals who take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They take the stress out of selling your home and do whatever it takes to get the deal closed quickly and for top bucks. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to some actual clients.
I thought I could sell my house on my own, but I realized I was too emotionally involved with the house.
I have total confidence in Lewis and his staff.
His knowledge, care, and concern for me was overwhelming.
He's a good kid. He's a kid because he's a young guy. I call him a kid because I'm old. But Louis Calamine is great. And if you're thinking about selling your home because the real estate market is just on fire, they specialize at Calamine Company in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executives, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogate's court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. There are no failed listings at Calamine and Company. They are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island, but you can call, please, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
I got Burl Ives. Don't do it to me, Al.
Is
that a holly?
Oh, I love it.
Holly jolly Christmas.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
No!
It's the best time of the year.
I'll talk.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Waterboarding or Burl Ives. I'm not sure which I like better. I'm kidding. Relax. He's a wonderful, wonderful
American
soul.
American treasure.
I have a Burl Ives CD with me in the studio. I'm showing out right
Joe
now.
Joe almost fell over trying to grab that CD. He almost killed himself.
Oh, my goodness. Great. I got to tell you, too, I got a text message. You're not out in a million years. Along the lines of what we're talking about, I got a text message from somebody you will never guess. You will never guess.
I will never guess. Male or female?
Female. Female.
Female.
Text.
Mm-hmm. Your ex girlfriend.
No, nothing like that.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Right.
Vera Goulet.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yes. Robert Goulet's widow is a wonderful
And she said,
please
continue to play my deceased husband's music.
I got so if you're, listening and you're new to the show, Al, he's got a man crush on Robert Goulet, man. Yes. I mean, I don't know what's up with that, but he loves Robert Goulet. And then I told you when I was in Vegas, I hung out with Bob Goulet. Mm-hmm. And then he sang.
Carol Walt, it was great.
But I got to tell you, and I was on stage and I'm singing New York, and I gave a Bob Goulet the microphone, and in the middle of a full packed house, and he starts singing New York with a voice, that voice he had, a great guy, great voice, great talent. And Vera was so sweet and so in love with Robert. We lost Robert Goulet much too early, but Al plays him constantly. So now a text. Al, should I say something back? I said, thank you, Vera. Hope all is well. Sending love from New Jersey.
That's
what
fine.
Else am I going to say?
That's it.
Al has a man crush on your late
Al
husband.
Who? Yeah, I mean, come on.
Maybe she heard through the grapevine, you know.
Maybe she did.
Playing Goulet, you know. Hey, we got to go to Professor Finch before we break. Charlie Finch on the radio. You got the airwaves, Charlie. What is on your mind, my friend?
Sinatra and you, Joe, perfect together. That's great news. Jonathan Schwartz, hope he comes on. Now, on Kamala. The Biden deep staters, Joe, have been trying to control Kamala. Went to Howard University, had the biggest black female sorority in America. Condition, Joe, of Kamala being picked was that she was not allowed to bring any of the corrupt staffers who torpedoed her campaign for president. Now they've assigned a traditional Biden woman to control her, and they're hoping that the Dems will win both states in Georgia so she can be tied down in the Senate as a deciding vote. Not going to work. Watch for her to break out big time in the next week. One more thing, Joe. Today is World AIDS Day. Yeah. No one but Carol Alt did more money back in the day to raise money to fight AIDS. Happy birthday, Carol, and Arthur Idala, too.
Oh, is it Arthur's? Well, thank you, Charlie. You're the best. Is it Arthur's birthday? We should know that. Albert, do we know?
Yes, it is his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Arthur. I'm saying.
That's all right.
Yeah. I'm saying Carol all the fawning over Carol Alden. We leave Arthur out. And Carol loves Arthur and vice versa. So it's a big birthday day today here. Hey, we got. Let me get Todd real quick, if I may, guys. Hey, Todd, good morning. What is on your mind, please?
It's Carol Alt's birthday. She hung on my wall for a long time as a youth. Good Lord. I just want to harken back to the great Chevy Chase with the syringe in his arm and him going Hail Liberty and a dog falling over. That's what we have for a president.
For a president. Okay.
Yeah, he was doing a riff on Ford. That's more of a riff on Biden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Thanks, Todd. Thank you. You know what, though? They're not going to make, to your point, they're not going to make fun of Joe. They're just not going to. And I missed it. I know we got a break. But I was on Neil's show, Neil Cavuto's show, last week. It was Wednesday. And I was just, it was just like a love fest. And I know, I don't want to not talk to people if they disagree with me politically. I just can't. I can't. I open it up to everybody because I want to try to be objective. But I did say, Neil had asked me about Jim Carrey doing Joe Biden, and it is a great impression. It really is a killer impression. You got to give him credit for it. But I should have pivoted right there and said, but I would like to see SNL be more fair and balanced, if I may, in their political portrayals, because they don't do anything like you're saying about Joe with the foot. It's always Joe comes out with the aviators and he looks all healthy and good, but they don't. Or Kamala Harris, like I always said, she always just reminds me of the nightclub singer, you know? Is that all there is? Joe, you're president of the United States. We won, Joe. She just reminds me of that. And maybe we'd just like to see a little more openness. I understand what you're saying, Todd. And thank you for the call. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. There's Debbie Duhame looking out for you, roadwise, on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Oh, and happy birthday to Carol and to Arthur. I hope they both have beautiful birthdays today. Hey, Joe, let's see what's happening here on 17. 17 eastbound is closed over in Middletown, getting out toward exit 119. It's all due to an accident, and this one, unfortunately, involving a pedestrian. So that investigation continuing. Traffic slowing down on the Cross Bronx westbound, heading right out toward Rosedale Avenue. It's busy on the Harlem River Drive south, down through the 130s. The Cross Island northbound getting into the Whitestone Bridge. Watch out for a stalled vehicle over there as well. Traffic slowing down just a bit here on the Southern State Parkway westbound right at the Meadowbrook with an accident being cleared. And 440 northbound at Pulaski Street getting up toward the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike in Bayonne. That's a jackknife tractor trailer and a fuel spill. Garden State Parkway North at 153, a collision on the ramp. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway, so. Whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea. And I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast. Clouds and some intervals of sun today, increasingly windy and turning cooler with a passing shower. Temperature will fall from the 50s into the 40s later today. Partly cloudy, breezy, and colder tonight with a low of 38. Tomorrow, partly sunny, blustery, and chilly, high 44. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, a little milder in the afternoon with a high of 51. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, a holiday shopping can be stressful. You know that, right? Thank you, Joe Lundberg, by the way. 653 with Joe on the radio. This year is probably going to be more stressful than ever. Do you feel it already? As it's December 1st. You think, what am I going to get? Well, I want you to give yourself a break and give an impressive, personalized, and unique gift from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets provides a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, snacks, chocolate truffles, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can also be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. I have done this. They sent me, you know, Pompeii sent me last year a picture of me and Mikey. It said AM 970, The Answer, and me. I was out with Mikey on the Schmooze Cruise when we were going out on the Schmooze Cruise, you know, with all of our clients, and they gave me this beautiful bottle. So then I, in turn, ordered from Pompeii, and I'll give you the number in a second, where you can customize on a wine bottle, on a champagne bottle, a picture, a saying, a thought you could put right on the bottle. It's the best gift. I send them all the time from Pompeii. Basket themes are personalized and can be anything from elegant and chic to masculine and sports themed. They even have kosher options, please. Kosher options at Pompeii Gift Baskets. You go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work with anybody. She is great to get your gift just right. They deliver throughout the United States from single baskets to large corporate orders. Now, to create your custom gift, please call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. It's 888-272-0220. Or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com.
Everybody knows this guy. No, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling.
You can send this to your banker, Al.
We're apart.
That investor's bank.
That's true.
Now, this is my favorite.
But I can dream.
Beautiful voice of Karen Carpenter. Rest her soul. Beautiful voice, I got to tell you. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 6:56. We're going to come back with Grover Norquist and Carol Alt. We're going to check in with Carol on her birthday. We better give Arthur a call, too, guys, all right? We got to give Arthur a birthday call. And Joe DeGeneva, Mike Gallagher will check in. Dr. Sapphire, she is awesome. She is so awesome. You know, there's a story I was going to talk to her about, and Michael Goodman from The Post as well. But they're finding out, I saw that some of this newly leaked documents reveal how China bungled COVID-19's early days. So this came out of CNN. Listen to me. This was a riot because I saw this online. It says a trove of newly leaked documents detail how China bungled its handling of the pandemic's early days. It's obtained by CNN, a CNN exclusive. How long have we been talking about this? From day one on this show with Dr. Stephen Greer, we talked about how China is messing. Gordon Chang told us about it a year ago. A year ago, we talked about it. And now CNN's like saying, oh, this is new. And then it gets printed like it's old news. We know this. Of course, China bungled it. We knew it. We gave all the facts and we talked about it ad nauseum, exactly what they did. And yet CNN's going, oh, look what we found. Look what we did. No, wrong. Sorry, CNN. Not buying it. We talked about it last year. We talked about it. Where have they been? Where are they? Who are the reporters there now? And how does it get out there? And why doesn't anybody except us question it? Joe on the radio. We got a great, great show. And we got a very important morning. 877-970-2999. We are coming right back at you. Don't go away. Yeah.